devotional for today, March 10. How to redeem time. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. The value of time is beyond computation. Christ regarded every moment as precious, and it is thus that we should regard it. Life is too short to be trifled away. We have but a few days of probation in which to prepare for eternity. We have no time to waste, no time to devote to selfish pleasure, no time for indulgence of sin. It is now that we are from characters for the future, immortal life. It is now that we are to prepare for the searching judgment. The human family have scarcely begun to live when they begin to die, and the world's incessant labor ends in nothingness unless true knowledge in regard to eternal life is gained. The people who appreciate time as their working day will fit themselves for a mansion and for life that is immortal. It is well that they were born. We are admonished to redeem the time, but time squandered can never be recovered. We cannot call back even one moment. The only way in which we can redeem our time is by making the most of that which remains, by being co-workers with God in His great plan of redemption. In those who do this, a transformation of character takes place. They become sons and daughters of God, members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. They are fitted to be companions of the angels. Now is our time to labor for the salvation of others. There are some who think that if they give money to the cause of Christ, this is all they are required to do. The precious time in which they might do personal service for Him passes unimproved. But it is the privilege and duty of all who have health and strength to render to God active service. All are to labor in winning souls to Christ. Donations of money cannot take the place of this. The opportunity that is now ours to speak to some needy soul, the word of life, may never offer again. God may say to the one, "This is night, thy soul shall be required of thee." And through our neglect, he or she may not be ready. Luke 12:20. In the great judgment day, how shall we render our account to God?
You can find more Christian material like this one in the website www.thelordlovesyou.com.